Annuncio vobis magnum gaudium. Hodie habemus diaconum, directissimum ac reverendissimum dominum Aaron Franciscum a Martinum Zanca, qui hodie ordinatus est in ordine diaconatus. This morning, one of our children was ordained a deacon, and so we are very happy and rejoice. And of course, on top of that, and the readings of today speak about little children drinking from the milk that comes from the father. Today we had two little babies, tiny little babies, less than a month old, who were baptized here in our baptismal font, the font of life, the womb of this parish, of this church. And of course, there have been already several this last 2 months, and there will be about six or seven more in a couple of weeks that are going to be baptized. So we keep growing and growing. Last Sunday, you shall see the picture in the bulletin. I wanted not just a regular picture of me with the acolytes, which are many, but one with the children. And the whole sanctuary was filled. And people that I sent a picture to was wondering, wow, how many children you have. And of course, the church was filled beyond capacity. It was so beautiful. Now, many of you were not there Easter Sunday in the morning, so I have some news to share with you. And things always, wonderful things happen here in the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. About 8 months ago, 7 months ago, there were some things going on, and I'm always on top of things, as you well know. And so I went to get some tests and doctors and so forth. And one of the doctors, one of the best in his field in Pensacola, told me, "Canon, you have incurable cancer." And I said, "Well, whatever God wills, who knows? We don't live here forever." And so he said, "Well, there may be some things we can do." I said, "Well, no surgery, no chemotherapy. I refuse that. I've seen it too much, and it's horrible. It's worse than hell." So he says, "Well, there's some new things. So the first thing is some medicines, which I'm still sort of taking, but not as much, but they're hideous. They don't hurt, but they do cause some pain. And they, by the time the afternoon, the evening comes, I am so tired, I can barely walk, as you can see for yourselves." But anyway, we started with that, and then for 6 weeks, every single day, I went to have radiation therapy. And so we finished the radiation therapy about 2 weeks ago, and then it was time for me, and I also had to get a shot every 3 months. And so, and it wasn't whiskey, by the way. But anyway, so after the shot, he sits me down, and he's very, very happy. He has a daughter who is in the novitiate for the Sisters of Life in New York City. Very wonderful pro-life order of nuns. So he's a very, very good Catholic. And he said, "Well, I have some news to tell you." I said, "Okay, what is it?" And he says, "The cancer is gone." Gone. Of course, not all the effects. They're going to take time. And that's fine. We have to suffer in this life. And of course, my voice has nothing to do with that. There's something else, that's from the witches' curses. And we're working on that as well. But, you see, There are miracles here, many miracles, not only for me, but for you. But I usually hand them out. This time, God handed it to me, which is not very common. In the meantime, of course, today we celebrate the Sunday of the octave of Easter, 8 days during which we celebrate Easter Sunday. And it is a Sunday in which our Lord chose to celebrate for us, or for us to celebrate for Him, the Divine Mercy Sunday. And this, of course, particularly takes place tomorrow at 3 p.m. Of course, we have the picture, the rays of light and blood, white for the baptism and red for the precious blood, the Holy Eucharist, which are the centerpiece of our religion. So tomorrow afternoon, we shall celebrate it once again, as we always do. It's not a Mass. We can't mix the Mass with everything. We will have benediction and the chaplet, and that's it. And then we will go home. But that's what our Lord asked. And so tomorrow we will rejoice in these wonderful mysteries. But in the meantime, I know some people were noticing that I was getting very weak and I could walk very well. You know, usually I'm very, very strong. And my voice, of course, usually is very strong. I've sung for popes, presidents, and kings. And now I can't sing for the Easter lilies. But it will come back. And so I ask for your prayers, and I ask you to have faith. Faith means believing in the things that you cannot see. Believing that God is all-powerful and He can do all things for us. And of course, today I rejoice very much because one of my two spiritual sons, my godson, Father Deacon Aaron Zanka, has been ordained a deacon. He called me just a few minutes ago before the rosary. I said, "We're about to start the rosary." He's in a different time slot. He always forgets. He's very absent-minded. But we rejoice so much in this wonderful event. So many years, so many tears, so many sufferings, and now he is at the door. And next June, he will be ordained a priest. Now, one of the sadnesses for me was that I could not be there. I was supposed to be there today in Arlington, but I could not be there. There's no way. My body could not stand it. So maybe next year. And so, pray for him. He will be here on June the 1st, and we will have a reception for him in the hall after the High Mass. The High Mass, which has fed his vocation. And so, rejoice and be glad, because he is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.